fascinated with the funny music I hear in your ears. Listen to this. Glowing magic transistor.
Hello, magic transistors. Welcome to another Beach Boys album review. Today I'm going to review the Beach Boys' Love You album, released on April 11th, 1977 on Warner Reprise and Brother Records. I think Brother Records was still going at this time, but I could be wrong. Anyway, in the last one was a Brian Wilson comeback album, 15 Big Ones, and I don't think he was ready. It's like they pulled him out of bed and, you know, he kind of put something together, a bunch of covers, and it felt uninspired. Well, this one sort of takes that a similar production approach, but it's much better. Like it's very heartfelt, and it's still kind of weird and quirky, but it's good. And that's what this one was. So I think Brian was sort of getting back to being creative again. He was the producer of this album once again. I believe he recorded a lot of the instruments, because a lot of it was synthesizer anyway, but including drums. Brian will be on drums a lot on this album. Not to say the other guys didn't contribute, but I've heard that Brian did a lot of the backing tracks himself. The mixdown producer is Carl Wilson. And I'm not exactly sure. From what I gather, Brian didn't always finish songs, so Carl would kind of take them and finish them. And so that's kind of what he was doing. The engineers, Stephen Moffat and Earl Mankey, with the exception of Good Timin', which was Steve Desper. And so the vocals are rough once again, just like in 15 Big Ones, but I feel like it's more heartfelt rough as opposed to not trying, where I don't know, it just feels better, you know. And for one thing, all the songs on this album are originals, whereas the last album, most of them were covers. So that's one major difference. The album cover looks like a computer design, like a sewn quilt that says, "The Beach Boys Love You." And this one's designed by Dean Torrence, which he did the previous album as well. But just like the music, the cover is much better as well. So the 15 Big Ones cover fit the music because it stunk, just like the music. And this cover fits because it is actually interesting and good, just like the music. So I really love this cover. So the cover gets a 10 out of 10. Now on to the songs.
To get you, baby, went through the ringer.
Track number one is Let Us Go On This Way, written by Brian Wilson and Mike Love. Lead vocals by Carl Wilson with Mike Love on the tag, or the bridge, or one of those. Really good song, very catchy, great hook, great harmonies, and I give the catchiness and the hook tens, both tens. And the production is very inspired. Not quite a 10, but it is, I love it. I enjoy it with the synthesizer and everything, the way they use it. And even the lyrics are good. The poetic part of it is solid. And overall, this song gets a 9.2.
Well, she's a roller skating child with the ribbon in her hair. She gets my heart.
Track number two is Roller Skatin' Child by Brian Wilson, sung by Mike Love. And Brian Wilson, actually Carl comes in on the chorus and Brian sings the very end. This is a very catchy song. For a long time I didn't like it. I thought it was kind of cheesy, but it's grown on me over the years. There's a video circulating somewhere from this era where they're playing it live and Brian is jamming on the bass guitar, and it's really fun to watch, and he's like dancing as he's playing it. This is a pretty catchy song. I love the bass synth like I do on most of these songs, and it's pretty simple, but it's a nice song, and overall this song gets a 6.8. Track number three is Mona, written by Brian Wilson, sung by Dennis Wilson. This seems like mostly just a hook, like it's just a catchy little thing, and I really enjoy it. It's another one that's grown on me, and I gave it a 10 on the hook, because that's the strongest part of this. There's really no verses. It's almost just like a chorus with a bunch of words, so it works very well. But overall, this song gets a 6.8.
He sits behind his microphone. Johnny.
Track number four is Johnny Carson, written by Brian Wilson, sung by Mike Love. I love this song. It's catchy. It's quirky. It's strange, you know. And Carl sings part of the lead here too. I gave it a 10 in catchiness and as well as the hook. I just think it's and a 9 in the art side of it too. It's just I love this. I don't know. It's weird because it's not like it could be a single because it's a little too strange for that, but it is catchy. I heard that they played this for Johnny Carson and he wasn't really that thrilled with it, but I think it would have been cool if they performed this live on the Johnny Carson show, but he probably didn't approve, so that's the way that is. But this song gets an 8.8.
My girlfriend Betty. She's
track number five is Good Time by Brian Wilson and Al Jardine, sung by Brian Wilson. This was actually originally on the American Spring album. Brian's then wife and her sisters and another girl named Ginger Blake or something like that. This is a nice little song. It was an outtake from the Sunflower Sessions, I believe, and it is nice, but it doesn't fit the vibe of the rest of this album because it's from what, 5, 6, 7 years earlier. And so the vocals just sound different, you know? Like, if this had been on an earlier album, it might have worked, but here it just sticks out. But as a song itself, it's solid. It's very solid. And I give it a 10 on production. It's got that quirky Brian production, and it works very well. And overall, this song gets a 7.2. Track number six is Honkin' Down the Highway by Brian Wilson, sung by Al Jardine, and I think Dennis sings towards the end. This is a 10 in catchiness, a 10 in hook, very catchy song. When I first heard this, I thought it was cheesy, you know, but it's grown on me. It's kind of this power pop kind of song, and the vocals on it are amazing. And I actually like this one. It's comparable to Roller Skating Child in that way, but this one's a little better in my opinion. Just a little more something, I don't know, something to it. maybe it's because Roller Skating Child, does it have like the harmonies that this one has? I don't think so. But there's just something a little bit more on this one, and I give this song a 7.2. Track number 7 is Ding Dang, written by Brian Wilson and Roger McGuinn. It's kind of hard to say who the lead vocal of this is. I guess Mike Love. But Roger McGuinn joked that Brian wrote the ding and Roger wrote the dang. But it's really just another hook. But it's funny because the hook keeps going and then these verses are sung on top of it. So that makes it interesting. But it's a very short song, and for that reason it's not as strong. But I gave it a 10 on the hook. But overall, this song gets a 6.2.
What do the planets mean? And have you ever seen sunrise in the morning? It shines.
Track number 8 is Solar System, written by Brian Wilson and sung by Brian Wilson. This is at first it kind of has that 15 Big Ones vibe, the way the lyrics are. They're kind of childish, and Brian's vocals, but as it goes, there's a lot of strangeness to it. This chorus is pretty cool, I think, and then the synthesizers right here are pretty awesome. So there's a lot to like about this song. I gave it a 10 artistically. And it's very solid across the board. And overall, this song gets a 7.4.
The night was so young and everything still. The moon shining bright on my windowsill. I think of her lips.
Track number 9 is The Night Was So Young, written by Brian Wilson, sung by Carl Wilson. This is a beautiful song. Fantastic. I think vocally it's one of the best on the album. And Carl has a way of doing that himself. I gave it a 10 artistically and production-wise. A 9 in poetry. Nothing gets weaker than an 8 on this song. And just fantastic. It's nothing too quirky about this, although it has kind of that Brian Wilson quirkiness that, you know, even back to Friends kind of quirkiness type arrangements, but it's not as weird as the rest of this album, but it still fits. It still has that bass synthesizers and stuff. But overall, this song gets a 9.0.
I bet he's nice. I bet he's twice.
Track number 10 is I'll Bet He's Nice by Brian Wilson, sung by Dennis Wilson and Brian Wilson. I don't think there's any other lead vocals on this one, but I could be wrong. Another very quirky production. Just interesting kind of stuff. And, yeah, just very Brian Wilson. Oh, Carl sings the tag on this, or the bridge or something. So a brothers kind of song, you know, the three brothers. I think the thing I don't like about this song is the lyrics. It's a little cringy. I'm not sure if this is supposed to be what it's supposed to be, but it's a little cringy. Anyway. But musically, it's I really enjoy it. But it, overall, this song gets a 7.4.
I don't want to tell you that I care for you and have you just ignore me. It's better than
track number, where am I on, 10? Let's see, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, track number 11 is Let's Put Our Hearts Together by Brian Wilson, sung by Brian Wilson and Marilyn Wilson, his then wife. This is a very touching song. It's a nice song. It's kind of got the quirky production, but it's a very nice, emotional kind of love song. And so I do enjoy this quite a bit for that. It's got a lot of heart in it, mixed with that quirky bass synth. And I just enjoy it. So overall, this song gets an 8.0.
I love to pick you up, 'cause you're still a baby to me.
Track number 12 is I Want to Pick You Up, written by Brian Wilson, sung by Dennis Wilson with Brian Wilson on the tag. If there's any song on this album that makes me cringe more than I'll Bet He's Nice, it's this one. And I'll have to say, somewhere on YouTube, there's a review of this album that is kind of funny, but it's probably true. In that you've got all these gruff-sounding men singing songs. Like, for example, Roller Skating Child's about a teenage girl. I'll Bet He's Nice is sing a love song to his daughter, and this one is about a baby. So, looking at this from the 2024 perspective, it's kind of odd, awkward. But I think that honestly, they were trying to make songs in the perspective of a teenager, like. But of course, then there's songs like this one where they actually have kids, right? And then Let's Put Our Hearts Together is very mature, you know, lyrically and everything. You know, Let Us Go On, kind of a teeny teen lyric. Not all of these are teen lyrics, but, you know. But it is kind of strange when older people are singing from this perspective, but I guess they were trying to make it for their audience. Anyway, it's a quirky little song. I like the music of it. It's it's a little too cringe for me lyrically, but overall this song gets a 6.4. Track number 13 is Airplane, written by Brian Wilson, sung by Mike Love with Brian Wilson, and then a little Carl Brian round in the tag. I love this song. This is one that I liked from the first time I heard it. It's got this haunting melody. Mike does a great job on the lead vocal there. And then it's got this kind of upbeat, kind of R&B round after the fade. And I just really like this song. A 10 artistically, very strong across the board. And overall, this song gets an 8.4.
Love is a woman, so treat her tender.
The last song on the album is called Love is a Woman, written by Brian Wilson, sung by Brian Wilson with Al Jardine on the tag. There's a fine line, and I don't know what that is, between, say, the bad vocal. Oh, and Mike Love is on here as well. The bad vocal of 15 Big Ones and the uninspired, you know, production and something that's quirky and interesting. This one is kind of like Solar System in that regard, where vocally I'm not a fan of Brian's vocal, and even the lyrics are kind of that's another thing. Lyrically, there's a fine line between terrible lyrics, cheesy lyrics, and then just weird childlike lyrics that are actually interesting. This one doesn't quite reach that level. But I do think the music is very quirky, and I think the other guys, Mike and Al, sing good on this. Yeah, this is one of those that there's things I love about it. I love the production of it, the music. I'm not a fan of Brian's voice on this one or the lyrics so much, but overall, this song gets a 7.2. The album flow is a 9 out of 10. The only reason it didn't get a 10 is because of good time. It just doesn't quite fit on this album, so I deducted 1 point for that. But other than that, it's very strong across the board. This was practically a Brian Wilson solo album. I mean, almost, you know, pretty much as much as, even more so than Pet Sounds, because with Pet Sounds, he had somebody write lyrics for most of the songs, Tony Asher. And in this one, outside of, let's see, 1, 2, 3 songs out of 14 that he had a collaborator on. But the rest of it, it was all Brian. And instead of the Wrecking Crew, Brian's doing most of the backing tracks on these songs. I'm sure that the other guys pitched in as well, but... And of course, he had the other guys singing on this, but this is more of a solo album than Pet Sounds is. But it's Brian in 1977 as opposed to 1966. You know, just very different, you know. And I really like the vibe of this album. It's very quirky. And like I said, there's a fine line between lyrics that are very cringy and corny to childlike and interesting. And I think that some of these songs fit kind of in that vein, on the childlike level. And somebody later that I think fits this vibe is Daniel Johnston. Daniel Johnston is an indie artist that never was huge, but a lot of famous people, such as Kurt Cobain from Nirvana, loved Daniel Johnston and many others that covered his songs. But look him up. If you like the Love You album, you might like his stuff as well. And so I thought this was a fantastic step forward, and I wish this had been Brian's comeback album as opposed to 15 Big Ones. But 15 Big Ones had more commercial appeal. You know, in 1976, they were all over the media, like for whatever reason, even though in 1974 and 75, they had huge hit, greatest hits. But the Beach Boys themselves were not currently in the media all the time. But I think when Brian got back on the road, that was a huge deal. And so they were in the spotlight in 76. And I think people saw Brian kind of uninspired. And while it was interesting to see him back, I think that people were kind of like, okay. And having an album full of covers. And then you have this next album, which I don't know if people just didn't give it a chance or what, but it wasn't a hit. It was a huge flop. And I think the one Brian was working on after this was even better, but then the rug got pulled out from under him. I don't know if it was a corporate decision by the Beach Boys. The rest of the band decided not to continue, or if Brian was getting back onto drugs or what. Is probably a combination of both. But up to this point, I mean, for these two albums, the rest of the guys supported Brian fully, and these were kind of brave albums to put out, especially this one. I mean, the one before had a lot of oldies covers on it with some interesting, you know, synth backgrounds and stuff, but it was fun, I guess, for the listening public to hear the Beach Boys doing a lot of oldies covers and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can understand why this album was not a hit, because it's so quirky and the lyrics can be so kind of cringy at times. But it's one of my favorite. If you ask Brian Wilson, I mean, he's been asked in interviews. He says this is one of his favorites. Depending on what day you ask him, he's said this is his favorite at times. And yeah, there's some famous artists. I can't think of them off the top of my head. There's a female artist. What's her name? Anyway, that's all right. I can't think of her name. Patty something. Patty Smith. She loved this album. So anyway, this is a lot of Beach Boys fans either love it or hate it, it seems like. So this is probably one of my favorites. And overall, this album gets a 7.81 out of 10. All right. So now we're going to talk about this alternate album that I worked on here. And this was a little difficult. And I ended up with 16 songs, so I cheated a little bit. It's a little bit over. I think it's like 22 minutes on each side, 23 minutes. I don't know what the max is on a record, but most of these songs are on, let's see, there are a few songs here that are extras, that are outside of the album. I had from 15 big ones, Just Once in My Life, and It's Okay, although this is the alternate version, which is pretty much the same thing, except it has this organ at the, you know, intro at the beginning. Also extra on this album is Rolling Up to Heaven, which was something they did in 74-75, and I love it. It's pretty much Ding Dang, but better, in my opinion. So Ding Dang, needless to say, is not on this album. Let me go through what's not on here first, before I go on with that. Roller Skating Child, it was really close between that and, say, I'll Bet He's Nice, but I ended up taking off Roller Skating Child. Good Timing, or sorry, I keep saying Good Timing. Good Time is off this album just because it doesn't fit. Ding Dang is off because it's pretty much a lesser version of Rolling Up to Heaven. Let's see, what else did I take off? I Want to Pick You Up, because the lyrics are so cringe. And, oh, and the other thing is, Love is a Woman, I replaced with the Al Jardine lead. And I think that makes the song so much better, because I'm just not a fan of Brian's voice on that one. And, you know, like on Let's Put Our Hearts Together, Brian's voice is, there's something charming about it. So it's not just the fact that his voice is gruff. It's just how he sings, you know. It's a subtle thing, I guess. Okay, what else did I put on here? I put two Dennis Wilson tracks. Pacific Ocean Blue, the title track, which Mike Love collaborated on, and Tug of Love, which was an outtake from Pacific Ocean Blue. Those were the two closest that fit somewhat on this album, so I included those. And another Dennis Wilson, actually I heard it's a Dennis Wilson Mike Love collaboration, but it's an instrumental called 10,000 Years Ago, which is, it reminds me of Mannheim Steamroller. So it's an instrumental towards the end of this album. And as far as song order goes, I just kind of messed around with it until I found something that worked. So hopefully you just enjoy this, and I'll just leave the song order as a surprise. All right, so here we are with side A.
To get you, baby, went through the ringer. Sitting in class, you set my soul on fire.
God, please, let's go on this way.
All day long I practice what you say, yeah.
Perception. You can send me thoughts, I'd have no objection. Now we can fly high in the sky. We'll live forever, we'll never die.
God, please let us go all this way, yeah.
He sits behind his microphone.
Johnny Carson.
He speaks in such a manly tone.
Guests are boring, he fills up the slack.
Johnny Carson.
The network makes him break his back.
Ever seen sunrise in the morning? Yeah. it shine when you were born. Saturn has rings all around it. I searched the sky and I found it.
Because I'm still in love with darling. I bet he's sweet. I bet he's neat.
I'll bet he's funny and that ain't all. I'll bet he shows you quite a bomb. Please don't tell me if it's true, because I'm still in love with you, pretty darling. You, my pretty darling. You, pretty darling. You, my pretty darling.
Baby, don't you ever tell me that you're leaving. Now that you got me to believe it, you are the sunshine and the flower. Come on and make my every hour.
I bet he's nice.
Baby,
I bet he's twice.
Baby,
as nice as me, and it makes me cry, 'cause I remember you and I. Please don't tell me if it's true, because I'm still in love with you, pretty darling. You, my pretty darling. You, pretty darling. You, my pretty darling.
Oh, There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be. But girl, I don't foresee a rags to riches story for me. I've given up on schemes, 'cause everyone fell through. I've given up so many things, don't ask me to give up on you. And baby, baby, just once in my life, let me get what I want. Girl, don't let me down. Just once in my life, let me hold on to a good thing I found. Don't let me down. Baby, say that you'll be staying.
I couldn't face the day if you weren't here by my side. And if you went away, I'd be left without any pride. It's just one little dream I've got to make come true. There's just one round I've got to win. I can't be a loser with you.
And baby, baby, just once in my life, let me get what I want. Girl, don't let me down. Just once in my life, let me hold on.
Stand by me, girl, I'll keep you surprised.
Say you won't leave me. Do this for me, baby. Once in
All right, that's the end of side A. I don't really have much to add here. I hope you enjoyed that. I tweaked the song order a bit, but I think it works well. So same thing with side B. It'll be a bit of a surprise, and we'll just move along to side B.
Got it. The night was so young and everything still, the moon shining bright on my windowsill. I think of her lips, it chills me inside, and then I think, why does she have to hide?
Is somebody gonna tell me
why she has to hide?
She's passing it by, she won't even try to make this love go where it should.
Skies turning gray, there's clouds overhead, I'm still not asleep in my bed. I think of her eyes and it makes me sigh. I think of her voice and it makes me cry.
Is somebody gonna tell me
why she has to lie?
She'd be so right to hold me tonight. Love was made for her and I.
3 o'clock, I go to my sink, I pour some milk, and I start to think, is she asleep, or is she awake, and does she think of the love we could make?
Wake up, call me baby, call me,
tell me what's on your mind.
I've got a car, and you're not too far. Let me come over to you.
The night was so young and everything still, the moon shining bright on my windowsill. I think of her lips, it chills me inside, and then I think, why should she hide?
I don't wanna tell you that I care for you and have you just ignore me. It's better that I wait and see just how you feel, and maybe you'll adore me.
I know you've had so much experience that you don't need another person in your life.
I know it may sound funny, but you're the kind of woman who'd make a very sweet wife. Take your time, don't worry how you feel, because you know we've got forever. Maybe I'll come up with some idea and you'd think that I was clever. And if they never understood you, let's put our hearts together and say we'll leave each other never. Let's see what we can cook up between us. Together, 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 you and I.
Over the city in an airplane, I can see everything. The houses, they look so tiny. The cars look like dots. We've only got 15 minutes to go.
Love is a woman, so treat her tenderly tonight. Love makes a woman, so give her all your love tonight.
A woman is love, and if you're smart, you'll tease her, please her tonight. So take my advice, you just treat her nice, and you'll find that woman is love.
Love is a woman, so tell her she smells good tonight. Love thrills a woman, so make her feel that way tonight.
A woman is love, and if you're smart, you'll tease her, please her tonight. So take my advice, you just treat her nice, and you'll find a woman in love.
One, two, three, she's falling in love with me. Four,
five, six,
she fell for all my tricks. Seven, so train her tenderly tonight. Love makes a woman, so give her all your love tonight.